Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the sixth day of the year, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviis, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah continues to talk about different activities that can be done on the ground and on the tree, which are permitted right up to Rosh Hashanah of Shviis, and the Chacham did not make any gzairah. And the reason for this is because even in Shemitah, it would only be Mirabana. Masaklin ad Rosh Hashanah. One is allowed to clear the stones from the field right up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Makarsamin. One is allowed to cut off the dry branches from the tree. Mezordin. One is allowed to prune the fresh branches. Sometimes there's too many branches on the tree to improve the growth. Mefaslin. One is allowed to remove the rubbish from the tree. And that is in order that the tree will become thicker. All this can be done ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kizeiruda uchufisula shel chamishis koch shel shishis. Like the pruning and of the fifth year, so can be done also in the sixth year. Now, there are different explanations what that means. Some learn that the Mishnah is telling us that just like the pruning of the fifth year can continue into the sixth year, so also the pruning of the sixth year can continue into the Shemitah year as well. Others say, that's how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns the Rambam, learns Pshat, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can only prune until Rosh Hashanah, until the Rosh Hashanah, only till the you can't prune right up until Rosh Hashanah, but you can only prune till the time where people normally do it during those years. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol zman she'ani rashai b'avodas ha'ilon, rashai ane b'vesola." All the time that I'm allowed to work and do the normal work on trees, so that I'm allowed to do the pruning as well, which means, just like the Chachamim said, that you can't do general work for the trees from Shavuos and onwards, because that's seen as doing it for the next year, for the Shemitah year, and you have to stop by Shavuos of the sixth year, so too when it comes to pruning and other activities that we've mentioned in this Mishnah, also that has to stop at Shavuos as well. This is the strictest opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So we have three opinions, basically. The Tanakhama that holds you can continue these activities right up into Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua seems to say, at least according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, that you can continue it even in the Shemitah year. And they have Rabbi Shimon, the strictest opinion, that says you've got to stop by Shavuos, just like the other activities of a tree, which are Osir in Shemitah year. Halacha is like the Tanakhama, that these activities can go up to Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, no further. Mishnah Dalet. Mezahamin es hanatuos. One is allowed to apply manure around fertilizer around the bark that's fallen off around the tree to in the place where the bark is to keep it healthy, so the tree should not die. Others say that it means one is allowed to smear the saplings with, these are sapling trees, with oil that has a very bad smell. And that's to keep away the worms. That's how the Rambam learns. So again, Rabbi Shimshon learns that it means, Rabbeinu Shimshon learns that these saplings that lose their bark, and now they need strength, so you're allowed to apply this fertilizer or manure around it to keep it healthy. And the Rambam learns it means to smear with an insect, basically repellent, an oil of sorts. V'chorchenosen, you're also allowed to tie them with to bind them with a cloth to protect them from the heat or from the sun, or from the cold. That's how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns. Rambam learns it means you can tie the branches that tend to be drooping and hanging down below. You can actually tie them so they're at the top, so that they don't droop. V'koitmin oison, one is allowed to also cut the tips of the branches as well. Others learn that it means you're allowed to apply ash on their roots, and this apparently makes them better. In the Aramaic word for afar is kitma. V'oisin lahen botim, and one is allowed to make houses or protective huts for these for trees, for young saplings, to protect them from the storm winds or from the heat. Umashkin oison, one is allowed to pour water on the top of the tree, and they will just fall on the body of the tree and give it to drink. All these activities are permitted ad Rosh Hashanah, right up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Rabbi Lozer bar Tzadok Omer, Af Mashkehu is Hanoif Bashvis. He says that even in the Shemitah year itself, you can water the tree as long as you water it on the branches, on the top of the tree and on its branches, but not, but don't apply the water as you would normally on the roots. Basically, you can, and on Shemitah year, you can water the tree as long as you do it with a shinui, with a change from what is normal. But you can't do it on the Ikar. The halacha is not like the halacha, it's like the Tanakama, that you can't do any watering of the trees in the Shemitah year itself, but you can do it up till Rosh Hashanah.